The always pivotal Game 5 of a 2-2 playoff series. The Yankees sending Masahiro Tanaka to the mound. Aaron Judge would take his hacks against Dallas Keuchel. The two men square off bottom three.
Swing and a ground ball. Fair ball inside third. Pass to diving Bregman. Gardner around third. On his way to the plate, and he dives in safely. The Yankees lead it 2-0.
Back to the top of the order with Springer. Two out.
And the 1-2. Struck him out swinging. Splitter, strikeout number 5 for Masa. And now there are two on and two out, and here's Gary Sanchez. Line hard, base hit, over third. One run has scored, and the Yankees take a 3-0 lead with first and third and two men out.
Runner goes, ground ball, Altuve can't get it. Judge scores, and it's 4-0 on a hit by Gregorius. And that'll be it for Dallas Keuchel.
Now, Tanaka's 1-2, struck him out swinging. Strikeout number 6 for Masahiro. And there are two down, and here is Gurriel. Swung on and hit in the air to right center and deep. Hicks back. He's there right in front of the track. Makes the catch.
How about Tanaka gets away? Sanchez has to make the throw, and he got it. 8 strikeouts and total dominance.
No one down, and here is Gary Sanchez. Pitch swung on. There goes deep left. It is high. It is far. There it is. Gone. He is the Sanchino. Gary Sanchez hits his 3rd playoff home run, and the Yankees take a 5-0 lead.
The Yankees are 1 win away from their first pennant since 2009. They take Game 5, 5-0. The Yanks are 6-0 this postseason after falling into an 0-2 series deficit. Including the postseason, Masahiro Tanaka is 7-1 with a .96 ERA in his last 8 home starts. Game 6 Friday night at Minute Maid Park in Houston. Joe Girardi's costly managerial blunder in Game 2 of the ALDS seems like a lifetime ago right now, as the Yankee skipper has his team on the brink of the World Series.
He was special again. I mean, you look at his 3 starts in the playoffs, they've been special. You know, he wins the 1 game, 1-0, I believe, the first start. And his 2 starts here have been really good. And we needed it. I mean, this was a big game for us. And every game's a big game, and you're just trying to win 1 game. But as we've seen, runs have been tough for us to score off of Keuchel. And for us to get 4, I mean, I give, you know, our guys a lot of credit because he's really tough.
My questions for Joe. To your left, Joe.
Joe, I know you've been asked this a few times this postseason, but especially this week, does this start to feel like 1996 again? I mean, no team's ever come back from 2-0 deficits in the wild card era, and you guys have a chance to do that.
Yeah, you know, it's a special feeling. It, you know, as I've said, being back here, watching our fans brings back a lot of special memories for me as a player, and it's just, I try to soak it in as much as possible, paying attention to the fans and the noise that they're making, and they've been a big help, so it's really good.
To your right, Joe Meredith.
Joe, you had mentioned how tough it has been for this team to get runs off of Keuchel. When you get that run in the second inning, does it feel bigger than just 1 run?
I think so. I think any time you're able to score off a starter early, especially someone you haven't scored off at all, I think it does feel bigger. Yes, we can break through, and you know, you get 2 hits in a row, a double by Castro, and then a big hit by Berg. And then the next big hit came from Judge, and we just kept putting them up. The next big one came from Sanchez, who had really struggled off of Keuchel. So I give those guys a lot of credit. They fought, and they were able to score off him tonight.
Directly, you're right, Mark.
Joe, I know it only counts as 1 win, but beating a guy who you had so much trouble against, does it give your lineup more confidence going forward?
I sure hope so. You know, I thought we swung the bats pretty good tonight. You know, especially considering who we're facing. And I sure hope so.
Joel.
Joe, it's not the portion of your team we talk a lot about, but I wonder, do you have any level of surprise at how well your starting pitching has performed in the playoffs in general, but really specifically in this series?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I look back at their numbers are pretty good during the course of the season. It's just not a starting rotation where you necessarily lean on them for 7 or 8 innings very often. You know, we lean on our bullpen, and our bullpen gets a lot of the attention. But if you look, their numbers are pretty decent, and they did a good job. You look at Seve's numbers, you look at CeCe's numbers and the way that Tanaka pitched the second half, and the way Monty pitched, and Gray, I thought, threw well. We just didn't score him runs. I mean, our starters are pretty good.
Take three more. Bill, to your right, Joe.
Your DH is starting to hit now. Headley had three hits. How good was that?
Yeah, it's great. He's had five hits in the last couple of days, which I think is big. And, you know, when you get in these type of series, you don't know where the runs are going to come from. You just need production from certain groups that are together. And it's great for Headley and us.
We'll take three quick ones. Brian.
Joe, I understand that the pitchers don't necessarily face each other, but do you see Tanaka race his game when he goes against – elite competition like a Keuchel or
I think he understands that he has to. I do. You know, we've seen it a number of times. I thought he did it against Darvish. You know, I've seen it a number of times from him. So, yeah, I mean, and he's raised it as high as I've seen during this stretch of the playoffs and the last start and during the season.
Duke in the third row.
Joe, you mentioned the fans last night. You mentioned the fans again tonight. How much do you think your guys, younger team, feed off that and how much do you think that helps them in games like this?
Oh, I think they feed off it a lot, and I think it definitely helps them. I've heard our players talk about it. You know, it's electric. It's, you know, something that they haven't seen. And, you know, and you get it during the season sometime, you know, when there's certain teams that we face. But this is up a whole nother notch. And this is, as good as atmosphere as I remember at this new ballpark.
And to your right, Joe, Eric.
Joe, can you put into context a team that started the ALDS down 0-2, the ALCS down 0-2, now one win from the World Series?
Yeah, I give our guys a lot of credit for how resilient they are and how they've continued to fight and never give up and understand, take it one game at a time and don't panic and just continue to fight. And I give them a lot of credit. And that goes, you know, the leadership in that room, what those guys know they need to do, and they're ready to go every day.
In his last eight starts at Yankee Stadium, including the postseason, Masahiro Tanaka has been nearly untouchable with an ERA below one.
Mostly splitters in division series against the Indians, mostly fastballs in game one against the Astros. What was the plan tonight?
DS no. クリーブランド戦ではスプリットを多投したと思いますけど今日は、ストレートの多投だと思います、試合入りにあたってのプランというのはどんなものだったんでしょうか、
特別そのどの球種っていうわけではないですけど、しっかりとアグレッシブに攻めるっていう気持ちだけはしっかりと持って投げました
I wasn't actually limiting to any particular pitches、butAll I had in mind was just go out there and be aggressive. That's it.
Fifth inning, strikes out Springer and Reddick, showed a lot of emotion, a lot more emotion than usual. What was going through his mind?
5回の、スプリンガーと、レディック三振取った後に、やっぱりすごくこう感情をあらわにしてたと思いますけれども、あの時のちょっと気持ちを、言葉に表現していただけますか？
やっぱりあの場面ランナーが溜まっていましたし、一つポイントだったと思うのでこのゲームの、そういうところでしっかりと抑えれたところに対してですね。
I think it was an important turning point in the game. You know, you had runners on base, and you obviously don't want to give up a hit. And I'm definitely glad I was able to get out that inning that way.
When he was in Japan, growing up, dreaming of playing in the major leagues.Is this the kind of night he imagined? This kind of crowd, this kind of game?
日本でね、こうメジャーでね、プレーするっていうのを夢見てた頃、こういう雰囲気の中で、こういう試合で投げるっていうのって、やっぱり想像されてたんですか？
いや、全然想像はしてなかったですけど、でも今やっぱりこういうところで、こういう場面で、投球することができて、本当に、幸せですね。
No, to be honest with you, I really didn't imagine anything like this, while I was in Japan. But, it's been great. I mean, I'm really, really happy to be able to pitch in a game like this and, do what I did tonight.
Gary Sanchez played an instrumental role in the Yankees' 5-0 win in Game 5 with an RBI single in the fifth and a solo homer in the seventh.
Gary, 5 RBIs the last two nights. What clicked for you?
5 RBIs en los últimos dos juegos. ¿Qué está trabajando para ti finalmente?
Bueno, me mantuve trabajando de no hacer swing a los picheos malos. Empecé con dos turnos malos, haciéndole swing a picheo en el piso y pude hacer mi ajuste en los últimos turnos. Solamente estoy enfocado en tratar de buscar mi picheo alto la zona y hacer un buen swing.
Yeah. The focus was not to swing at bad pitches. You know, the first two at bats I had in this game, I swung at some bad pitches. Told myself not to do that. I was able to bring in those runs, and that's what I've been doing. You know, that has been the focus, to hit the ball hard, make good contact.
You caught 7 strong innings for Masahiro Tanaka. What was it like catching him tonight, especially the way he was able to locate the ball?
Le cachaste 7 innings, 7 muy buenos innings a Tanaka esta noche. ¿Cuál fue la diferencia de esta noche?
Bueno, Tanaka ha estado pichando en los últimos juegos, en el último juego de la temporada y en los juegos de los playoffs ha estado pichando muy bien. El comando de la red, el split, el slide, ha estado funcionando todo.
Yeah. I mean, Tanaka has been great for us. You know, the last couple of games in the regular season and in the playoffs, he has been amazing. He has been commanding his fastball, using his breaking pitches. He's amazing.
Finally, Gary, your one win from the World Series. You'll have to wait a day to play the game. How does it feel right now?
Hey, por último, están a un juego de la Serie Mundial. Tienen que esperar un día para volver a jugar. ¿Cómo se siente eso?
Bueno, nada, el descanso es bueno. A descansar mañana. Y venir ready pasado mañana y tratar de jugar fuerte como estamos jugando aquí y ganar.
I mean, you know, a day of rest is nice, right? So we'll do that. I'll focus for the next game, and we want to keep on playing the way we're playing right now, which is hard baseball.
Chase Headley has never gone to the World Series in his 11-year career, but the veteran stands just one victory away from the promised land as the Yankees won Game 5, 5-0.
Well, you know, I think you just have to keep in mind that sometimes, you know, in 15 at-bats, things aren't going to go your way. And, you know, the last 4 or 5 at-bats before I started getting some hits, I had some better at-bats and just tried to stick with the plan and trust that the results were going to come.
In the back, Chase, right.
Chase, obviously in the past you've had a lot of difficulty with Keuchel as a team. Why were you able to break through tonight against them?
Well, I think a couple things. One, I think whenever you face a pitcher, you know, twice in a week, it makes it a little bit easier for the hitters. You kind of understand what his stuff's doing. Obviously, he had a lot of success against us the first day, so we thought that he was probably going to attack us, you know, close to the same way. But the other thing is we just had good team at-bats. I thought even, you know, even our outs, we made him work for every out that he got. And, you know, we took advantage of the few mistakes that he made. But against a guy like that, the only way that you're going to, you know, break through is to really just grind him out. And finally, we were able to break through.
In the second row, and you're right, Chase.
Chase, what were you hearing from some of your teammates when they were talking about what the crowd's been like the last 3 days?
I mean, it's been unbelievable. I mean, it's I haven't seen anything like it in Major League Baseball since I've been here. You know, it reminds me of college football games. I mean, they're just going crazy the entire game, and I think it's a huge advantage for us, and it makes makes the environment tremendous to play.
Mark in the first row, Chase.
Chase, you've been here for this whole run that Keuchel's had against you. Does it feel bigger beating him finally? I mean, after knowing how good he's been against you, playoffs, regular season, every time he's faced you.
I think that it's a, you know, anytime you break through against a pitcher, you know, or a team that's really had your number, you can take a lot of confidence away from that. Obviously, you know we got another really good one coming in a couple days, but, you know, it was important. We needed to win here, and we were able to do that. And obviously to beat him, you know, you really do something if you're able to beat a pitcher like that.
You've beat Kluber twice. You've beat him. You scored against some good pitchers. What is it about your lineup that seems to not shy away from some of these really big arms?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, guys have a lot of confidence that eventually we're going to break through. You know, but the other side of it is, you know, a lot of the times we really haven't, you know, it's not like we're destroying these pitchers. I mean, our starting pitching has been phenomenal. And when, you know, they're keeping you in the game or keeping them, you know, with a zero on the board, it kind of takes the pressure off the team to try to go out and score 3 or 4 runs. And if you just, you know, grind a run or 2 across, then you feel pretty good about it.
Against the wall, Chase.
Given his history against you, especially in the 2 postseason starts, is there like a really big sense of relief when you get that first one fairly early in the game?
Yeah, no question. You know, he's been as tough as anybody on us. And you know, to really break through was in the second inning, I think it was, to get a run. I thought that really kind of, you know, lifted everybody's spirits and, you know, gave us some confidence that we could get to him going forward. We knew that we probably weren't going to, you know, bust it open and score 7 off him, but we could, you know, scratch a couple runs out. And, you know, that was going to be good enough with the way Tanaka was throwing.
Anthony against the wall.
Chase, I don't know what your vantage point was, but when Tanaka, you know, he showed a lot of emotion on the mound. You know, have you seen him that from him before, or was this maybe a step up with that?
Yeah, probably a little bit more emotion than you usually see. I mean, we've seen, you know, a little bit of emotion from him in big spots, but, you know, a little bit more all the way throughout tonight. I think, and that's a wonderful thing when you have a pitcher that, you know, steps his game up in the biggest moments. You know, that's huge. I mean, our starting pitching has been phenomenal, and obviously he's been, you know, in the postseason has been basically unhittable.
Actually, Alex, I think John has a question here. Oh, John's good, so we can go to the back, sorry.
Chase, how would you describe the run this team has been on so far in the postseason? Down 0-2 against Cleveland coming back, and now down 0-2 against Houston, and potentially one win away from a World Series.
It's been great. I mean, I've been incredibly impressed with just the poise that we've shown as a club. You know, guys, individual guys have struggled. We've struggled as a team. We've made, you know, some mistakes maybe that, you know, maybe even cost us a game. But there was never any panic. Guys trusted that we could, you know, win that next game. And that's kind of been the whole philosophy is don't worry about, you know, what's coming. Just worry about that one game. And, you know, it's really worked well for us. But I think it says a lot about the just the poise and the – you know, the relaxed environment that we've been able to keep even in really difficult games.
With his team one victory away from their first World Series since 2009, it'll be youngster Luis Severino who gets the ball in Game 6 as he opposes Justin Verlander Friday night at Minute Maid Park in Houston.
I mean, I thought from the beginning of the season that we have a great team, you know, that we start, you know, a little bit behind, you know, we lose a couple of games the first, but then, you know, we got to get back on track and start hitting the pitcher. We lose Pineda, and then we got Sonny Gray. Hanley, you know, also Robertson. You say we have a chance here, you know, we got a great team, and I know they can fight.
To go from where you were in the wild card game, getting only one out, to now to be here,
It's a lot of difference because, you know, that thing's in the past, you know. I know that wasn't me that day, you know. I wasn't controlling my pitches, you know. I got next start against the Indians. Everything was good, you know. I was on control, even against the Astros, you know. I was throwing my fastball where I wanted to throw, and even my change game as slider. So I feel a lot of confidence in myself.
Were you ever in a situation in the minor leagues or before that where you were in a clinching?
Baseball world will be watching this game. Will you be able to control your emotions?
I will try. I will try my best to do it, you know.
It won't be easy.
Yeah, it won't be easy, but I will try my best.